Okay, yesterday we learned the din of the Mishnah. He said Kinti Shtar Chayiv, and after she gets it, you could say later Hagi Tach, and that's a good get. That's certainly a chiddush that it could happen somehow in these two steps. The kasha we asked, which we're coming back to today, is how does that work? How does it work that when he finishes giving it to her, it's nothing, and then somehow suddenly it becomes a get with Hagitech? The truth is, that's Rav Shimon Elazar's kasha. The Gemara, where we're up to in the Gemara brings Rav Shimon Elazar, I'm a loyal man get, achit lena himena viyasivit nanula, viyem la Hagitech. That's really Rav Shimon Elazar holds, that it's not good enough, that you have to take it back. Which is our Mishnah. So really, it's Shimon Elazar's kasha. The question is, we pass them like our Mishnah, we pass them like Rabbi. How does it work? So we have three things that we have to answer to understand this. Number one, there's the kasha is that if you give it to her and she finds out later that it's a get, that's good enough. Why do you have to tell her? Why is it good enough you give it to her and then she reads it, she opens it up and she reads it and she finds out it's a get? Why isn't that good enough? The Mishnah says if she reads it that it's not good enough. Kaira v'hari gita in a get. The Mishnah is beferish that if she reads it, it's no good. So the whole point is that I have to give the get, and later she has to find out it's a get. So why isn't it good enough to her reading it? That should also be good. The second question is that we learned in Taisis yesterday that it's good enough even if the Edim tell her afterwards that it's a get. Because the husband gives it to her as if it's a shtar chayiv, and the Edim later say Hagitech. So that we also have to understand, how could Edim be payel a get? They're not the husband. The husband is the one who has to be payel a get. How could the Edim be payel a get? The husband is the one who has to shaf the get. So these are the two like basic kashas that need a hesber just to understand pshat. The third question is not so much a kasha, it's the chakira that I mentioned yesterday, which is crucial to understanding what's happening. I asked you yesterday, what would be if a man gives a woman a get at 8 o'clock and the Edim tell her, and when he gave it to her, he said it's a shtachar. And the Edim revealed to her that it's a get at 8:15. In the meantime, at 8:10, he died. What's the din? It says he gave it at 8 o'clock, it wasn't a get. When he died at 8:10, it still wasn't a get. And the Edim said it at 8:15. At 8:15, the Edim said, Hagitech, what you got was a get. So what's the din in such a case? Do we say it's a good get? Could it be a good get? Can't be chal at 8:15. 8:15, the husband's dead. If we're going to say it's a good get, it has to be a good get l'mafreya. Now, once the Edim tell, it's good l'mafreya. Or do we say it's not a good get? He's dead. She's already an almana. Once she's an almana, she can't become a grusha. In Afkamina, she's mechuyavas in Yibam, if she needs Yibam, if they die without children. In Afkamina, if she can marry a Kayan, is she a Grusha, is she an Amana? So these are the three things that, in order to understand Pshat, have to be answered. Number one, why her reading it isn't good enough. Number two, why the Edim saying they could be piled. And number three, the question of how it works. Does it work for Mafreya? Does it work now for Mafreya? How does the Mishnah? Now there are a number of pshatim and rishayim in this sugya. We're going with Taisus, at least for now. Taisus shita is, as he says in the last two lines of Taisus Ein Eget, that what's the problem if you give a woman a get and you tell it's a shtar chayv, what's the problem? That Tosfos explained why do you need hadas? Because there's a din that sholcha ve'ena chezeres. When you give her a get and send her away, it has to be such a mitzias that she goes away and she doesn't come back. If she doesn't know it's a get, she's going to come home at night to the same house. So since you need sholcha ve'ena chezeres, he has to send her that she doesn't come back. So therefore the get has to be a good get. The way the Taz is Masbir, the Taz is Siman Kuf Lamed Vav Sukkot and Beis, he adds a very short thought to our explanation, and with that he answers the first two kashas we asked. He adds the following nekuda. He says the din of Sholcha Ve'ena Chezeres, to send away the woman and she doesn't come back, must come from the husband. It has to come from the husband. It can't come by itself. It has to come from the husband, either b'shas nasina, a normal get, where the woman knows it's a get, the man knows it's a get, b'shas nasina, you give it to her, you're telling her, don't come back. Either b'shas nasina. Or if it doesn't happen b'shas nasina, it could happen later, b'shas amira. He says, hagitech, what I gave you is a get. But it must come from the husband. It has to come from the husband. This shalcha deyna chayzeres must come from the husband. That's a short one line yisayit of the Taz. How does that answer the questions? Well, let's see. The first question answers pashut. Right. The first question was, when I give her the get and I tell her it's a shtar chayv, why later isn't it good enough that she reads it? Why do I need later that I have to tell her hagitech? Let her open it again and read it, and she'll know it's a get. The teretz is, that's not good enough. It has to come from the Baal. The Baal has to be sholcha. So either the Baal tells her this is a get when he gives it, or later he tells her it's a get. The fact that she later finds out that it's a get, that's not sholcha, that's not the husband sending her away. It has to be the husband sending away. So Mimela, her reading it, pashut, it's very pashut. What about the second question? How does it answer the second question? Second question was, why does it help the Aiden telling later? He gives it to her, she thinks it's a shachar. The Aiden say, no, by the way, it's a get. How does that work? By the way, we just said it's a bigger problem. How could the Eidim tell her it has to come from the him? The Taz learns that in the case of the Eidim, the reason it's good is because the husband told the Eidim. The husband told the Eidim that it's a get, and that the Eidim would tell the Isha. He won't have shlichus, he's not going to shliach. But it's the natural course of events that the Eidim would tell the Isha. So the husband did it. You know when the husband did it? When he told the Eidim, I'm giving a get, at that time, he already at that moment set up a system where she's going to find out. So he is a shalcha of Eidim Chezeres. He told the Eidim. And since the Eidim are going to tell her, that's called Shalcha Ve'ena Chezeres. That it's Roy, B'shas Nasina, it's Roy for her to find out. So, the husband did it. You know when the husband did it? When he told the Eidim. The Teres Kitten says the same thing. He just adds an explanation that even if the Eidim don't tell her, let's say the Eidim never tell her the words, it's a get. We have an assumption that when their Eidim is a coil, the word gets around. She'll hear about it eventually. She'll read in the paper that she's divorced, or one of her friends will call her and tell her, I'm sorry to hear you're divorced. And she'll say, really? I thought it was a shtar chayv. She'll find out somewhere, because by two Eidim, we always assume two Eidim is a coil. Right? And in the whole third parak of Bava Basra, Bechetz HaSabatim, you make a mechav in front of two Eidim, it gets back to the person. In front of two eidim, if you say, I'm giving her a get, people are going to talk about it.
If she reads it, she's not going to
find out. But if she reads it, she finds out from herself.
Was the Baal gave her a get?
I'll answer that question. It's a good question. I'll answer it in a minute. The question bothered me last night when I was reading Teres Gittin. But this is what Teres Gittin says. As long as the husband sets in motion of a shulcha vein chazeres, even if it takes a little time to work its way out, it's also good. It also works. This is what it says in Teres Gittin. Now, what Yankee's asking is 1 minute. And this question is the survey list. It's a very nice shot to Teres. Very geschmack. The husband has to do it. Everything you get is telling the husband. The husband has to be shilcha. Her reading's no good. The eidim are good. He's setting in motion, which she'll find out. So the question that bothered me was when he says shtar chayiv and he gives her the shtar, he's also setting in motion something she'll find out because she'll read it. I mean, she thinks she's getting a shtar chayiv. There's no amira. The Taz says that according to this explanation, you don't even need an amira. You need a shulcha v'ein chazeres. There's no din amira that you have to have. Even though we always say, halakariyamu kudeshes, say hariyamu teres. It's lav dafka din amira. It just has to be a notification that she should be shulcha v'ein chazeres. He says the whole amira that it says in Shulchan Aruch is al tzad ha'yeset tov. You say hariyamu kudeshes, but he says it's lav dafka. Well, if I give her a shtar chayiv and I set up Adam will notify her. But she'll find out. She'll open it up and she'll see what it is.
She thinks it's a shtar chayiv and when she reads it,
what
she's realizing that it's a get. He didn't say that it's a get.
But didn't he set it in motion by giving her the paper to read?
Not a shtar chayiv.
Yeah, but he actually gave her the readable paper.
He's the one that's not a shtar chayiv. He's reading the paper. He is a shtar chayiv. What is the difference? She herself is the one that's finding out to get. Nothing with him. He's not doing anything.
Why? He's making it possible for her to find out.
It's not where it's a shtar chayiv. So as far as anything that's with him and her, it means that it's a shtar chayiv. If it's her by herself, it's saying that it's coming there.
You say it's fine with that
Terrence? But Hayden, he's also, he's telling her it's a shtar chayiv. If he gave it first time, then fine. Then it works. And then he could say he gave it to her, and that's a good such a letter. The fact that he's saying it's a shtar chayiv is showing that he doesn't want her to find it.
Right, this is along the lines I was thinking was that if he says shtar chayiv, and she opens it, she sees it's a get, she still doesn't know what was going on in his mind. Did he mean to give me a get? Well, he meant to give me a shtar chayiv and there was some mistake, and, you know, he had to get in his drawer and he took out the wrong shtar. When she reads it, when he says shtar chayiv and nothing else, and then she comes home and she sees it's a get, she still doesn't know the husband's das. But Sheikim, when it comes up from the Eidim had to be, or the Rishonim say, that he told the Eidim, that he said to the Eidim. So when the Eidim say, you know, he was giving you a get, the Eidim are saying what his das was. The Eidim are telling you he meant a get. He meant to be Mugureshes. It could be this would answer the question. But be that as it may, the point of the Taz is such a simple point. His point is that the husband has to do it, and a typical get in the Sina is in the Sina of Shulchan Ein Chazeres. And in the scene of Hari Zushtar Chayiv, so it either has to happen that he does it afterwards, or that he set up Aiden. Well, that's a normal way of telling her that she's.
If it's unnecessary, what the place is bothering her? We're obviously not talking about the case over here. So.
Well, Tysus is asking from a Gemara. The Gemara says you need an Amira. Taisus is answering, no, you need the Amira, so she should be Shulchan Ein Chazeres. So if you find a different way to do it, that's also adequate. That's also good. No. Taisus says, what does Taisus say? Taisus says, Rehaya Matzah. We said you should say. That doesn't prove anything. Taisus says, Kidamashma Megarish, Shayurgin Laimagam came today. Good. Mashmais Megamar. Taisus explaining that Gemara. The Taz says the words Beferish, that according to this, you don't need an Amira. We had this question by Kedushin. When you Mekadosh for the Shtar, you have to say, Tell you Rashi said you have to say. You have to say? Is it enough? You just show her the Shtar. It's a Shtar Kedushin. The Taz is saying you don't need an Amira here. All you need is Shilcha Vein HaChazer. It's according to Taz Hashim. The Teres Gittin, who I believe is going with the Taz Hashimta, says, Lefize, if you give her a get, and he doesn't say the husband dies. I was asking you our third question of the day, was what happens if the husband dies? And he doesn't say the husband dies. He says, what happens if the shtar gets ripped? Nikra hashtar. You give the shtar at 8 o'clock. At 10 after 8, the shtar gets destroyed. And at 8:15, the Edom tell her, you know, that was a get. So the Torah is given, according to the way we're explaining, it's poshit. Which way? According to the way we're explaining, how does the Edom work? Huh? What? It works retroactively, because in fact, the truth is it's more than retroactively. Because the Edom aren't doing the get. It's that the husband, Bishas Maisa, had already set in motion something which she'll find out. So the Getzich is 8 o'clock at the time of the Nesina. Then the Taurus Kitten says it doesn't matter if it rips in between. If it gets ripped in between, who cares? He already at 8 o'clock had set in motion a method of her being a Shulcha Vein HaChazaris. The Shtetin Taurus Kitten, Davni Meluim says the same thing, that Leitaisis is Chalam Afreya. Leitaisis, what? It's Chalam Afreya. That means at the time that the Edom say it, it's Chal. Tell them afraid. The only thing that's left hanging is the following shad. According to the way we're learning now, the Taz and Torah is getting, which I think it's a very glossy shad. It doesn't require pulpulim. It's very mistaver, and not that they need maskama, but I would prefer to go. You always prefer to go with a pshat that requires less kiddush. One thing would come out very interesting if you think it through. In the case where you give her a get and the Edom say Hare Gitech, so when is the get chal, Bishas, Nesina, not when you say Hare Gitech. At the time of the Nesina, that's clear. So it would be chal at 8 o'clock, not at 8:15. Why would it be in a case where there are no Edom? It's the husband himself at 8:15 who's saying Hagitech. So let's say you have a case, he gives the get at 8 o'clock. And he says Hagitech at 8:15. I can't tell you he died at 8:10. But let's say he got ripped at 8:10, it got destroyed at 8:10. Is the get chal at 8 o'clock or at 8:15? Lefidus Torah is getting. Huh? It's not clear that it's retroactive. Because by the Edim, it's retroactive. Because at 8 o'clock, he had already set in motion the way of her knowing. Here, at 8 o'clock, he didn't set up anything for her to know. He came along at 8:15 and said it. So it could well be that it's not chal till 8:15. Till he says, Hagitech. I'm not sure how to handle with it. But if that's the pshat, again, you need an Asina. And you need a Shulcha Vein HaChazeres, so Bishlam Baba Edim, at 8 o'clock he had already set it up, move on. But in case he's doing it himself, Chayra, until he does it, it's not Chal. Unless you have a Svara why it could work that way, I don't know. But it seemed that like the Glat Mahalach would be that it's not till 8:15, it's not... Which would fit with what we said yesterday, that you have to say Hagitech when it's still in our hand. If it gets destroyed, it's no. But that's Hagufa, because it's not Chalam Afreya. Hagufa. If you learn the way we said yesterday, that it still has to be in our hands, which the truth is, Teres Gittin says a klar that she still has to have to get. If it's destroyed, it wouldn't be good. But when he's saying it. So that's nafinami. So it comes out, there's a difference. When it's better when the Edom are the ones that are letting her know than when the husband's the one. Because when the Edom are the ones, that, in other words, he set it up already at the beginning of the get, so then it's a good get. When the Edom are not set up to notify her, whatever the metzias would be, and he's the one that has to be notifying her, then it's not chal till he notifies. This is the way to learn Rebbe, to learn the Mishnah here, and it's a very glatt pshat, and it's a big kiddush that it's a two-step get, and without the pulim of the other achrayim, this is, I think, a very good way to learn the sugya. Rav Shlaima adds in his Arichus there, Siman Zayin, is that we have a case of a get that's two steps. With this, he says, we can answer Akasha, everyone asks on the Rambam. The Rambam goes on Shlichus. Now, in Masechtas Gittin, you have two types of Shluchim. You have a Shliach LeKabbalah and a Shliach LeHailacha. Which is which? A Shliach LeHailacha is the Shliach of the Baal. Shliach LeHailacha. Let's say someone writes a get in England, and the wife is in Brooklyn, and he gives the get to a Shliach, and the Shliach flies to America and gives the get. That's a Shliach LeHailacha. Shliach LeKabbalah is that the wife sets up. The wife sets up a shliach. The shliach flies down to England. He goes there and he's mekabel to get. The difference is, a shliach lehailacha, when the husband gives the shliach to get, is it chal yet? He doesn't give the get to shliach lehailacha. It's not a get. Until he flies to America and gives the get to the wife. A shliach lekabala, the woman's shliach, when you give it to the shliach, then it's chal to get. That's a shliach lekabala. The Rambam says there's a third kind of shliach, which the Rambam calls a shliach lahava. Shliach lahava. What's a shliach lahava? The woman makes a shliach, but when the shliach flies to the husband and gets the get, it's not chal yet. Shliach lahava. She tells the shliach, you go get the get, and when you bring it back and give it to me, that's when it'll be chal. So here you have a case where the woman is setting up a shliach, not likabola, in the sense that when she receives the get, it's not chal yet. It's only when she comes back and gives it to the woman, then it's chal. So everyone jumps on the Rambam. That, how's that work? What's the problem? What's the problem with shliach leiva? The problem with the shliach leiva is that when the husband gives it, it's not a get. So how's it a get later? Has to even know some beyond that. Husband has to give it and make it a get. How could the husband give it to the shliach, and then the shliach travels, and then he gives it to the wife? When the shliach gives it to the wife, that's when it's a get. The shliach is not the husband's shliach. How's it chal? How's it chal? It has to be shas nesina when the husband gives it. So Dr. Shleiman, he brings this to b'shem Reb Chaim. You see, you could have two steps. You see, from our sugya, how this little mission, little piece of Gemara, is the makar that you can have a get that's chal in two steps. First, the nesina. Nesina is when the husband gives it to the woman shliach, and it's still not chal because he didn't give other people. She didn't give the shliach the power to do it. And the shliach will fly over. And the shliach will give it to her, and the conditions will be fulfilled. Then it'll be good. Now, typically, I would think that no such thing. No such thing. A get has to be b'shas nesina. You can learn the whole masechta and not come up. Every time a get is b'shas, the husband lets go of it, the get is done. From Nasugi we see, Dr. Chaim, that no, you can have a get, which is chal nesina first, and there's still something missing. There's something missing happens later. And if something missing is finished, then it can be done. And that you see from our sugi. That's what Rav Chaim brings. So what Shlaima does is he looks through Masechtas Gittin and tries to fish out some other two-step cases. He finds another case around the Daf Samech Hei. Right, there's the whole sugya there, I know those of you who learned the Perek, where a woman says to a shliach, go be mekabel a get for me in Masa Machsia, a certain city. And she finds the husband, the shliach finds the husband in a different city. So that's not the shlichus. So the Ram there says that if the woman said, be mekabel to get in city A, And the shliach finds the husband in city B. He could take the get in city B, travel to city A, and when the shliach gets to city A, then it's chal. That's the round shita. Why? It's going back in Mara. But here the case, the shliach was told, go to Masamachsia. Go to this in the city. Right? Masamachsia was Rava city. It was a Rava. And she went, she met, the shliach went and found a husband in Bavel, the city of Bavel. So in the city of Bavel, he took the get. The shliach took the get. Not a get yet. The husband did a nesina, but not a get because the wife's condition isn't fulfilled. So the shliach then travels to Masamachsia, to the city that she was sent to, and the Ran holds its chal there. Question, it's two steps. The shas nesina is not done. So the shleima, Asogia, you see, you have two steps. This Reb Chaim. So this is the really the ikur chiddush of the sugya, by Tosfos Shita, which is probably the Rosh Shita, and how to explain our Gemara. And that's I would think the ikur shita in the Rishayim. There are other shitas in the Rishayim in our sugya. The Rambam, in particular, is very unclear. The Rambam says a different lashon than Tosfos. He says it's tzar and krisus. If you give a get, you say kinsi shtar chayv zeh. It's tzar and krisus. He doesn't explain why does it help hagitech later. So the Rambam is a different shita. Everyone tries to bias the Rambam shita, but the Rambam wasn't a pirish on the Gemara. It's halacha safe. It's very hard to understand what he meant. The Ravid learns that when you say kinsi shtar chayv zeh, it's a bitl haget. The sugya bitl haget says that if a man writes a get and later he says I don't want to be megarishar, he's mevatel a get, so that's not a good get. So the Ravid learns that kinsi shtar chayv is no good, it's a bitl haget. What's the problem? The problem is what's the problem? If he's in the Vatala, so it's a bit like that. What's wrong with the Raivan Shita? How does it help Hagitech later? Balamara says, I don't understand the Raivan. How does it help later? Later you're going to say, Hagitech, a bit like that. The Mandiyama before says, bit like that, the get is dead. You can never use it. What? But it's a Lachix in the Gemara. Ravashi, there holds that a bitl is dead, a bitl get is gone. You can never use it again. You have to rewrite the Gemara. In the Cheshek Shloima, in the back, he answers the Ravid. It's not mamish a bitl I get. He says, why don't you have a husband who has a get? He says, I don't plan to use it today. I plan to use it tomorrow. So that's a bitl I get. The get is no good. It's a good get. Just today it's not a good get. Because today he said, I'm not going to use it. So whatever he does today, he has a right to change his mind. Because he doesn't change his mind. Whatever he does today, the assumption is it's not a get. He says, that's what the Ravid means. When he says, kinsi shtar chayv zeh, it's a bitl. In this maisa, it's saying it's not a get. Right now, he's playing games with him. Later, when he says, hagitech, then it's a good get. The Ravid didn't mean it's a bitl from hilchis bitl haget, and the get is no good forever. Temporary. This is the Ravid sheet in the Gemara. Okay. What's his raya? His raya is only up his svara. He doesn't have a raya. I don't think he has. He brings a rishon. He brings one rishon. I don't remember which one that says it. That it's a bitl as man. He's saying it off his svara, because every time a man gets a get, he has to be the garisha right away. He can't say, I'll think about it for a day. So he can think about it for a day. As long as he's not machlit to destroy a total. What's in the sina? So you have to come back. With all this, you still have to come back to the two steps. That the nesina is in the sina. And it's in the sina of a bottle thick again. No problem with the rabbi. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is asked that if he's mevatel the Nesina, why by Hokitech does the Nesina become good l'mafreya? Question. You have to chag already with the other achrayim that the Nesina, the Nesina is only a Tanai, and the, what? Like the Kadin. Go with the Adav the Moon, brings the other, there's the Pshat of the Rashma and the Ran, which you're going to have to plug into the Raidin. There are other mahals. Okay. You want to learn in the Rambam, Krisus Saran Shulchan Chazeres. The problem with that is he should not have brought the pasuk Sefer Krisus. Shulchan Veda Chazeres. We learn from the word Vishulchan, the pasuk. So the Rambam shouldn't have brought that word. And the Rambam is very meduyik in the words pasukim he brings, because for Shulchan we learn a shaita. You can't give a get to, because a shaita you give her a get, she comes back anyway. So, and we learn from the Vishulchan Mibesai, the pasuk. So the problem is the Rambam is bringing the wrong pasuk for that. Okay, the Gemara says v'tzricha. Is a tzricha, sir. What's a tzricha, sir? Tzricha are the two cases of the Mishnah. V'tzricha, last one on the line. Di'idmar b'ach kamaisa. If you just tell me the case of shtar chayiv, b'yikam a rabbi mishum devas a grushahi. Avalasim b'yadav yishayna, delaf bas a grushahi, eim amay delayla of shim in the laws. What does that mean? When she's sleeping, she's not a bar gerishin. What a bas gerishin? What does that mean when she's sleeping, she's not a bas gerishin? What does it mean when she's sleeping, she's not a bas gerishin? Why is she a bas gerishin when she's sleeping? Huh? She doesn't have das. She doesn't have das. So we're saying now she has to know. She's not a bas gerishin when she's sleeping. Okay. He is saying that the bas gerishin he may be like Shimon Alaza. The Yom Baha Kamer of Shimon Alaza Bachim may be like the Rebbe Tzrich. In the Rishayim, we find two Lishayim for this idea of sleeping as lav bas egrushahi. The Rashba says, "Ein lo yad." She has no yad. Okay, she's sleeping. She has no yad. I understand. You need das to have a yad. The Rush has an interesting lashon. The Rush's lashon is that when she's sleeping, gora mecharesheis. The yishayna less badas klal. Person is sleeping is like a shaita, like a chareshes. When she's sleeping, she has no brain, she has no seichel, she's a chareshes. She's like a chayrish, you can't give a get to a chayrish out of a cotton. A person who's sleeping is like a chareshes. Ein lo das klal. It's interesting, in the Machne Ephraim, in Hilchas Kinyan Chatzar, Simon Yud Beis, he has a Shaila in Dinei Mominis. Let's say someone's sleeping, and you want to give them a gift. So while they're sleeping, you stick a $20 bill in their pocket. They're sleeping, you stick a $20 bill in their pocket. The Shaila is, are they Kaina? Let's say you change your mind, you want to take it back. Are they Kaina? A person who's sleeping, is the person such a person Kaina? Or not? It's totally in the Machlaikis. Why? According to the Raj, there's no yet. According to the... I mean, if you hold that Das Machna... She's saying it's true. According to the Raj, she has no yad, she can't be kaina. According to the Rosh, she's like a cotton. A cotton... Right, it depends. If you hold Das Acheres Machna, if you hold Das Acheres Machna to a cotton, such a work. If you hold Das Acheres can't be Machna to a cotton, it doesn't work. We hold it to Kamed Rabbanan. He brings a Rashi in Yevamis. What? The packet is Mishtameres. The packet should be a Keli of Mishtameres. It should be good anyway. So I shouldn't say packet. I should say you put it down on the... I shouldn't say packet. I think he says packet, though. So look at that. I think he says the kisa. You're right. The chayis right. The packet is a chata mishnamera, so you put it in the packet, so you don't need us to be kind of. It's a bad example. So I have to say, he puts it on the person sleeping, puts it on the person's belly. Right. So the question is, are you kind? See, he brings a Rashi in Yevamis who says, come out like the Lashon of the Rosh, that a person was sleeping, ein loy das klal, and the cotton dove is like a cotton or like a shade. There was at the time it made a lot of waves. There was a psak from Rav Shlomo Zalman based on this Rosh. Shlomo Zalman Orbach Paskin. There was an interesting case it was a sukkah shayla. The way the mice is brought, I saw it's brought in the originally I had heard it at the Ashmua a certain way. In this, there's a sefer Hasukkah where this is brought down from Shlomo Zalman. There was a sukkah, it wasn't big enough for everyone to sleep in the sukkah. Okay, we're talking in Eretz Yisrael where the minhag is everybody sleeps in the sukkah. In America it's a mixed bag, but they're sleeping in the sukkah. There wasn't enough room for everyone to sleep in the sukkah. So Shlomo Zalman said that what they could do is have people go to sleep in the sukkah. And when they fall asleep, you have to gingerly carry them back into the dining room. And then, when you make room in the sukkah, you can go to sleep in the sukkah. This person is now sleeping chutzlah sukkah. They're pulling him chutzlah sukkah. So he said, no, once he's sleeping, he's put him in a sukkah. A sleeping person is like a shaitan. A sleeping person is put him in a mitzvah. So once the person is sleeping, so he learned sleeping in the sukkah is going to sleep in the sukkah. But once you're sleeping, you put him in a mitzvah. There's no problem. Everyone asks on the story, how are you going to pull a person out? He's sleeping. But if you know yeshiva guys sleep, it's just pretend to be the vekar and work. Now, whether this was a practical eitza, I'm not sure, or he just said it, but derech lomdis. And what it means, really, it is practical, you know. By us, we sleep in the sukkah. Sometimes it looks like it might rain. So it looks like it might rain, we sleep in the sukkah anyway. If it rains, we go in. So really, according to this, what we could do is we'll go to sleep in the sukkah. I'll tell my wife, after we all fall asleep, just close the daf. You know, we'll cover the sukkah. And no problem, we're sleeping already. Huh? A sleeping person is part of the mitzvahs. This was the psak, and I remember at the time of the psak, it was one of those things that everyone was talking about. The siddish that a sleeping person is part of, basically on this rush. I don't know, rush, and then the rashi. What it was mentioned then was just this rush. That the rush says a sleeping person has a dinner of shaita. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you have to open it, okay. If someone sleeps in the morning through Kriya Shema, he's a shaita. Well, not Kamina. The question is, sleeps through davening if he's part of a tashlumin. He's part of a tashlumin. You know, there's a Chai Yadam. The Chai Yadam writes that the mitzvah of lulav starts Sukkot morning. Chai Yadam writes, and he's a halacha sefer. He says, you're not mechuyev to buy a lulav before Sukkot. Your chiyev is when you wake up Sukkot morning to start looking for a lulav. That's what he said. You'll be missing the mitzvah. But let's say you wake up Sukkot morning, there's no lulav around. So you're pottery and honest. A person is not supposed to make himself be an honest. But nothing on you. Could be such a material that person's an honest. I don't know, this is. I don't know, sorry, the Rosh is psak. I think it's Rosh Hashanah's psak. The Rosh doesn't say so much. I have to tell you, I had two kashas on this. Two kashas from Halacha. Tell me if you think it's a good kasha. I mean, one kasha I had is by Minyan. It says when you have 10 people for a minyan, for Hazaras Hashatz, if one is sleeping, it still counts as a minyan. As I state in Shulchan Aruch. Afilu Echad Yashem. Even if one is sleeping, it still counts for a minyan. A shaita doesn't count for a minyan. A cotton doesn't count for a minyan. So, how do you understand that according to this? No? Bit of a problem. Well, there's a halacha that once you start Chazaras Hashatz, if someone walks out, you're allowed to finish. If you have 10 people at the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz, someone walks out, you can finish. No, but this is not that halacha. This is even at the beginning, you could have one who's sleeping. The second difficulty I had was in Hilchos Tzitzis. At night, the rush holds is a fee of tzitzis on a beged yayim. If you're wearing your tzitzis through the night, you become a mitzvah through the night, according to the rush. So in the morning, let's say someone slept in a tzitzis. You don't make a bracha on your talis cotton in the morning. Why? Because there was no hefsik. There was no hefsik. You slept through the night with your tzitzis. You wake up in the morning. So you don't make a bracha. If you took it off, if you put it on in the morning, you make a new bracha. But if you're wearing it a whole night, there was no hefsik. According to Shlomo Zalman, it was a hefsik. A whole night you were part of a mitzvah tzitzis. A whole night you were potter. So according to him, even if you're potter, maybe it's not a hefsik. Even if you're potter, you can't call it a hefsik. You might potter in a dagger, so. I would love to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman if he meant this mamish. Mamish, lamaisa. And they quote it like he meant lamaisa. It's hard to know. If someone writes a tshuva, you can know what he meant. It's written in the Pia Shmua, it's very hard to know. I mean, the rush, we got to the sugya today, I was looking, where's this rush? And I see the whole rush is a half a line. So, you know, it's other, if the rush meant it. But okay, this is the Makar according to them. Okay, there's one more chiddush from this sugya. There are many chiddushim, but one more that I want to share with you. We had here the Orek Lo Chartzai. Orek Lo Chartzai, nice expression. What does Orek Lo Chartzai mean? It means, Agamara said, the husband doesn't mamish have to give the get. He has to help in the nesinas I get. And as long as the husband helps in the giving it a get, that's good enough. Now I have to tell you, you go to see in the Sinas Haget, you'll see that our minig, the way we're nayig, is we're makpid, apishloch narach, is we're makpid, the woman shouldn't take the get. From our Gemara we see, let's say the husband hands the get to the wife, the same way you hand your friend a bag. From our Gemara it should be good. Right? You makarib it to the person, and even give it to them, and they take it. It should be good. We're naive that the woman does nothing. She holds her hands perfectly straight. Shulchan Aruch says she doesn't fold her fingers over it until the husband let go of it. And she's not misayaya at all in the nesinas haget. It's kulai maisa shalaya. So in kiddushin we do the same thing. By kiddushin, the woman just holds her finger out. The husband has to do the whole maisa hakiddushin. From our Gemara we see that that's not Ikar Adin. Really, as long as the husband is a Misayaya, he helps in the giving of the get. How much help? Some Rishayim say, as long as he's Makarav it to her, she wants to take it. He puts it closer where she could take it. Another Rishayim use a Lashon that he helps in the Nesina. They say a Lashon that he's Mitzamtzeim as Bitnai. I guess it means it's stuffed into his belt and he inhales to make it easier to take it. The Lashon Rishayim uses, he causes it to pop out. I don't know the mechanics of it, but he somehow helps. He helps along. The Stifler, in Simin Yud Ches, in the Kilas Yaakov, has a very, again, a Mechudishtik piece. He says, what's the Iker in the giving of a get? The Nesina of the Baal or the Kabbalah of the Isha? Why? I mean, obviously you need both. You need Venasa and you need the kid, and she should be Mekabel. But what is the Iker Pu'ulas Haget? The husband giving or the woman receiving? Let me explain. You could say the Iker is the husband has to give. Why do you need a woman should accept? Because a Metzias, you can't give unless there's someone accepting. Or you can learn, no, the Iker is the woman has to accept. Why didn't he see that? Because in order for her to accept, obviously it has to be from him, so he has to make it possible for her to get the get. But what is Payal, the Chalois HaGet? His Besina or HaKabbalah? Now understand, you can't separate it. But what's Payal? So what do you say? It's Chumish, right? Chumish for Nosa Beyada. What Payal is Nesina. That's what it sounds like. sounds like that the thing that has to be poil is the nesina. No? But if we force her, it's also chal.
But I'm saying, what's the point of forcing her? If all it is in the nesina.
So then the point of forcing her is because you can't have a nesina without a kabbalah. It has to be a nesina biyada. It has to be a nesina to her. But
which we see kabbalah, but she needs a kabbalah also.
Well, the question is, do you need the kabbalah? Because the kabbalah is what's piled again. You just need a kabbalah because you can't have nesina without a kabbalah. So maybe you need a kabbalah. Question is, what's piled again? What's a nafkamina? He has two nafkaminas. One's a Rambam, one's a Rambam. I'll tell you the easier nafkamina. The easier nafkamina is a Rambam. I mentioned to you a minute ago, there's such a thing as shliach to kabbalah, and there's such a thing as shliach lahaylacha. You can have a case where the woman makes a shliach for kabbalah, the case where the man makes a shliach for the nesina. The Rambam says a tremendous sinch. The Rambam says that when the woman makes a shliach l'kabbalah, you must have two edim that see the minui ha-shlichus l'kabbalah. Two edim have to see that she made a shliach l'kabbalah. Because gittin always needs edim, edis l'kiyume. Without edis, a get is not a get. So the edim must see that she set up the Aden to be Mekabel. Then, by Shliach Lahilacha, I would think the same thing. I would think if the husband makes a Shliach, you have to have two Aden to make a Shliach. The Rambam says no. By Shliach Lahilacha, the husband has to make a Shliach. And that's good, even without Aden. As long as no one denies it. If he made a Shliach, you don't have to have Aden by Shliach Lahilacha. As long as everyone believes each other, it's no problem. He makes a Shliach. And then when the shliach gets to Bezdin, you have Edom and Bezdin. But the making of a shliach l'alacha does not need Edom. The making of shliach l'kabbalah does need Edom. So all the Rishonim ask on the Rambam, Manishtana, why should this be different than this? Why shliach l'kabbalah needs Edom? You tell me it needs Edom because it's part of the get, and the get always needs Edom. Good. The shliach l'alacha should need. If you tell me Nina Shlichus is not part of the get, so it doesn't need Edom, good. Then both shouldn't need. Why? So some Rishonim say both don't need. Some actually nobody say both don't need. There's a hefer in the Gemara that at least Shliach LeKabbalah does need. Zuck the stipler. If you learn that the Iker is the Kabbalah, what the get is Nifal and Shemayim through the Kabbalah. So the Kabbalah we call a Dovah Sheba'erva. Ain't Dovah Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. For the Kabbalah you need Eidim. For the Nesina, that's something else. Nesina is just a hechatimtza to have a Kabbalah. In order to have a Kabbalah, you need Vidnas on the other. It's a din that he has to put it. That's not what makes the get. What makes the get is the Kabbalah. So he says, therefore, for the halacha, you don't need it. And the stipler brings a raya from Oruch L'Charzei. That Oruch L'Charzei, you see that his Nesina Mashu is good enough. The Iker is HaKabbalah. That's the Chiddush here of the stipler, that the Iker is the Kabbalah. Yeah. That, yeah, I must tell you that even though the stipler says this, and he only says it in the Rambam, I don't think, through learning through the Masechta, that we ever had such a Havamina. So let's say we're going to reject it. This is the stipler's Chiddush. The Iker is the Kabbalah. Let's say we're not going to be maskim. We'll say this is a big chiddush, and there are other turutim on the Rambam. How do you understand Oruch L'Charzei? L'didan. We say the Iker is in the Sina. I think that's the way we learned all year. No, we learned all year. The Iker is in the Sina. All you need is a vice in the Sina. Or if you need a kinyan or hapad. How do you explain Oruch L'Charzei? How do you explain? If you need a Sina, why is this good? It's a shear. It's a shear, like eat matzah. What's the shear of matzah? The shear of matzah is a kazayas. You carry on Shabbos. What's the shear to carry on kazayas? On Shabbos, it's a kagregos. What's the shear in the sina? The Shabbat is Baina. Baina is B'kol Shem. If you carry, you have to carry a certain amount. The Malacha of Baina is very chamor. You should know, in your house, you know, any binyan, if you have a nail stuck into the wall to hang your hat on, and the nail falls out, you want to just stick it back in the hole. It's a Malacha. Baina is B'kol Shem. The way I would learn Aruch L'Chayr, say Kvashim Shach to learn, it's a shear. How much Nesina do you need? Nesina Kol Shehu. Any Mashu of Nesina, that's good. That's the way to learn. This is not the way this type of study. Alright, so this is this short sugya. There's still a small piece of Gemara. But tomorrow we're going to start the next mission and the next sugya, Kinyan Dalaramis.